Mike Krzyzewski joins us on Sports Byline, the Hall of Fame coach for Duke University, and of course he led the Duke Blue Devils to four NCAA championships, the winningest coach in Division I men's basketball history, and also won the 2008-2012 Olympic gold medal as the coach of Team USA. Mike, you remind me of that great line from the Godfather movie, "Just when I thought I was out, they pull me back in."
They pulled, but also I think I wanted to come back in. So they asked me to do something over a period of time that I probably should have said earlier that I wanted to do, but I wanted to make sure for my third tour of duty that I was in the right place to do it.
One of the things that I said on the air, and tell me if you think I was wrong in saying this, is that you had finally turned the ship around when you took over the national team. You got it going. You win a gold medal. You win a national championship. You win another gold medal. And now the system is in place, and you feel really comfortable with that. So if you were going to continue this challenge, it had to be something that had an ongoing system that was working properly. Am I correct in that observation?
Yeah, and I don't know if it's as much a system as a culture. Obviously, I'm not the only one who helped build it, but Jerry Colangelo, the people at USA Basketball, and the players themselves. So what we've had around over a seven-year period is continuity, and that continuity has helped with success, and we're hoping that four more years of that continuity will give us even more success and firmly entrench the type of culture that we want, you know, for USA Basketball for the future.
What is that culture?
Well, I think the very first thing is that there's the only name that you really say you are is a USA player, a USA coach. You have the ego of a United States team, a United States organization in USA Basketball, and you buy in. You're willing to do anything that you can do to make sure that we achieve success, and that's as a coach or a player or an administrator. It's kind of a selfless thing. It's very much like our military, and that's where we've learned what we call selfless service. You know, and obviously the military does it in life-threatening situations. We only do it on a basketball court, and so we try to learn from somebody who does it in much more dangerous situations and much more pressure-packed situations. And we do a lot with the military to try to get that feeling across.
One of the things I've always respected about you, Mike, is your ability to communicate so well. I know in our conversations and just the things you've told me about the way you interact with your players at Duke University, was that a hard thing to do with professional ball players, or how did you instill that in them?
Well, it's not. You know, they're men, so they're accustomed to, to talking. You know, to representing themselves. They have confidence, and I think the main thing, Ron, is the development of a relationship, a trusting relationship where you have standards, and you know, two of our standards are, you know, when we talk to each other, we look each other in the eye. And the second one, another one, I should say, is we always tell each other the truth. And if you do those things over and over again, you develop, I think, the single biggest thing that a great group has, and that's trust. You know, and I truly believe that, you know, we've trusted one another. And with this new four-year period coming on, we have an event in Vegas where we bring 28 NBA players in, younger players, to take a look and see how they want to be a part of it. You know, we have to go through the same steps, not skip steps, and make sure that we're developing relationships with them and trusting relationships. And I think if you would ask anybody who are on our two Olympic gold medal winning teams and our world championship team in 10 in Istanbul, they would say that we all trusted one another, that it it was a great environment for everybody to be in.
Let me switch gears, Mike. I always like talking to you because I think I can get a pretty good feel for the lay of the land in college athletics and particularly college basketball. And I know you've been outspoken on a number of things. Now, your conference is going to be adding a couple of teams. There still seems to be some instability and things happening in college basketball and sports overall. And you've been concerned about it and spoken out about it. Where do you see college sports today?
Well, it's still evolving. You know, I think the some huge steps have been made in a direction. I'm not saying it's a bad direction, but it's in a direction that really goes towards, you know, probably five power conferences, and not to belittle any of the other conferences, but we're talking about, by separation, you separate by the amount of money you can make. And, you know, to me, that's been the biggest change. It's been, you know, the reason for all this conference realignment. I believe our conference is in really good shape right now because of the grant rights fee that they have imposed on all of its members, you know. And when you have things that will prevent you from getting out, then you run the course instead of deviating. If there's nothing that stops you, a lot of times you can make bad decisions along the way. So our conference, I think, is in good shape. It would be financially foolish, very foolish, for anybody to leave our conference. However, you don't know if anybody will be added. Right now, our conference says it's not looking, but I think if you would, you know, I think any conference needs to always be aware of what's happening in the collegiate landscape. But we're going to, you know, a situation where these five conferences are just going to make more money than all the other conferences. And when that happens, you don't. What happens when you make a lot of money like that? Do you stay in the same neighborhood? Or do you move to another neighborhood? Is that a new neighborhood? If you stay in the old neighborhood, if these conferences would stay in the NCAA, which I'm old-fashioned, I would like to see that happen. Is there a different structure, another division, another way of differentiating it? Or eventually will these conferences go out and form something on their own? Those are things that could happen or even remain the same in what we're doing. But that's where I see things right now, and I don't think we're going to find the answer to that in the next 1 or 2 years. But in the next 5 years, I think there will be some change.
We only have about 2 minutes left, Mike, and I know you recently had your basketball camp, and there's always a lot of kids there, and I think you're going to have another one coming up shortly. And I'm just wondering, over the years, I mean, you've been at Duke for 30-plus years, and you've watched kids over the decades, in a sense. What do you see different in the kids that are playing basketball today than maybe 20 years or 25 years ago?
Well, I think, first of all, there's a lot of the same. You know, kids still have fun playing. They want to get better. They want to trust. They want to play hard. They want to be on a team. They want to be loyal. They want to win. Maybe they don't know. I don't know if they're as resilient as they were. You know, I think that they have to learn how to handle adversity better. And as far as communication goes, you know, they're not. I think they're listeners, but for a shorter period of time, and they could be more resilient and a little bit more team oriented. I think to teach them that you know, at the end of the day, you would like to win the game you're playing in, and sometimes they play so many games that their individual performance is more important than the team outcome. And I don't think it's selfish, like they want to be selfish, but the frequency of game and of the games that inherently happens.
In about 30 seconds, when you take a look at these kids today, can you almost spot one that has outstanding talent?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's there are a lot of talented kids and good kids. Kids are still good. I mean, really good kids. And the culture is just a little bit different. But they, there's some great players. And they're really many more athletes. Kids are more athletic now than ever before. And you just have to teach them how to use that athleticism. And the ones who want to be taught will end up being, you know, very, very good.
Mike, I want to thank you. You've always been very kind to me here at Sports Byline. Take care, and we'll talk to you maybe before the start of the season to talk about your Duke Blue Devil team.
All right. Thanks, Ron, and thanks for all you do for the military. It's very, very much appreciated.
Well, you've always been kind to me on that front. Thank you very much. We continue with more of you and Sports Byline.